Blog Talk Radio.
Sing me a song of a lass that is gone. Say, could that lass be I? Mary of souls, she sailed on a day over the sea to sky. Billow and sing me a song of a lass that is gone. Say, could that I don't care.
matter. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
I heard it did.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right, well, that's good.
It's come a little way back.
Okay, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys, I got it.
All right, well, it's 5 o'clock. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size 2, but I can shake it, shake it, like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom boom that all the boys chase, and all the right junk in all the right places. I see the magazine working out Photoshop. We know that shit ain't real. Come on, now make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up. Cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me don't worry about your size. She says boys like a little more booty to hold a knife. And no, I won't be no six figure silicone Barbie doll. So if that's what you're into, then go ahead and move along. Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
All righty. Never be said that Journey in Light doesn't have variety of music. And sometimes you sometimes you need music to lift the energy. Sometimes you kind of need to bring it down, and sometimes in the middle. So I love a variety of music, and I love music. So call on in. We're doing free readings. Psychic medium Lisa Zayas is here. All you got to do is dial the number 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone, and you shall come on the show, okay? And so we're glad to have you here. If you want to hop in the chat room, you can do that as well. Not required, but good to see everybody there in the chat room, and say hello. And tomorrow, just a quick programming note, I will be on air early. We're going to have a lot of shows tomorrow. We'll be starting at the 1:30, and that's Eastern time in the afternoon. We'll have a group of afternoon shows, and then, of course, a group in the evening as well. So for the last day of the week, we'll end it with a bang. And okay, as you guys are calling on here, let's bring my guest on into the show. Let's welcome Lisa Zayas back to Journey into the Light. Hey, Lisa.
Hey, Michael. How are you? Good evening.
Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing really well. I had just trying to make sense of what, you know, everything that's going on. I decided that a good way to do that would be to pretty much just try to read and try to realize, to try to keep it as a positive thoughts as I can. Really, I've just been listening to maybe 15 to 20 minutes of news a day. You know, it's become so negative, and I see a lot of people becoming so upset about it and upsetting their day. And I think that's, you know, there's reasons why, of course, it has to upset your day, but not to the extent it's doing, you know. I do classes, and I do have students, and I tell them to, you know, try to keep as positive. If you hear this news and it upsets you, you know, if you're listening to the show, you are probably a spiritual person or, you know, looking for that road, and it's never going to get easier. You know, being a spiritual path is not an easy path. You know, nothing that's ever anything that's that there you have a, you know, something to go for, something to be. It's never going to be easy. It's always going to be issues and hurdles to go through. And I say that with all understanding that a lot of this stuff is very upsetting to people, but the more you read and the more you realize that as this information comes to you, it's almost like you have to let it pass through you. You have to understand it. Yes, you listen to it, but you can't let it sit and seed inside of you. The more you do that, you will find that you will physically get ill, and you do yourself no good, any good to your family. You know, if you're finding yourself so obsessed with reading everything you can and trying to, you know, just to get on the gossip and getting upset, you will find out that that will, in the long run, cause you to have so many illnesses or issues that you really don't need. So do we listen to the news? Yes. Again, I always tell people don't listen to it at night before you go to bed. The best thing is to try to listen to it in the day or before. Or if you go into listening to it at night, please try to read something positive before you go to sleep. The information has got to pass through you. Listen to it and let it not seed inside of you. And really, I can't say that enough, because what's happening now is, yes, we are being tested. There's a lot of tests going on, and it's not going to get easier, but it can become palatable. You can almost be like, okay, this is not good, but what can I do in my own environment? What can I do within my own space to make things a little bit better? Gossiping, not checking the news, just talking about it incessantly to the point of that you're getting other people upset. I don't know if that's the best. Yes, to have helpful discussions, to try to be non-judgment. Again, that's a hard word for anybody in a spiritual path. We are taught to have no expectation and not to judge. These are the two hardest things that any person who's trying to achieve the highest level to do, to have no judgment, to have no judgment and to have no expectation. It's almost, you're asking someone to really, you know, almost, you know, stuff their fist in their mouth, but it gets easier. I can tell you that if you listen and you go, okay, I heard the information, okay, what can I do about this? If I can do something about it, great. If I really can't do anything about it, what on my level can be done? What can I do on my level? Okay? Is that to pray? Absolutely. Is that to light a candle, to send some prayers out? Is that to hold maybe a prayer service at your home to get a group of people and, you know, maybe do ceremony? There's so many great ceremonies out there that people are doing at their homes now. One great ceremony you can do, and it's so simple. Get a bunch of people together. Get a bunch of people together and do whatever you want to initiate the opening of a ceremony. It could be anything, any religion. And then each of you, talk from your heart. Talk from your heart what's bothering you, what you want to do about it, and pass a talking stick. Pass a beautiful stick, and it doesn't matter what it is, pass something that means something to you. And in the group, everyone share something. And at the end, put an intent into the circle of what you want to do, what you want to change, what is something that you want to send your prayers up to. Where they say there is two or more people, there is God. It goes to the exponential power of 144 for every person that's added to that circle. I don't know why that's the number, but that's what I've been told, 144. So you can imagine how many people you can have. Having such a circle, it frees you to share your concerns, share your thoughts, but it also adds an amazing vibration to the planet. Now, Michael, again, this is what, the third week I've mentioned it? Before the holidays, what did I tell everyone to pray for? And I know, I kept telling everyone to pray for snow in the California mountains, right? And I'm still doing that, and there's still snow there. I make it my business every night that my husband and I make sure that we send snow to the California mountains. Not rain, but snow in the highest peaks, so that in the springtime, it helps everybody, that this water is not just being, you know, washed away. There's no mudslides. I don't want anybody hurt. I just want snow. And every week, Michael, it's been 3 weeks now, it's nonstop. That snow has not stopped. And I know that the people who listened to this show last week, I checked the website, and I saw that 108 people had visited the website on that night that we talked about that. 108 people. And that's not everyone who was listening. So if everyone who's listening here tonight, 100 to 200 people, God bless, what would you want to pray for? If we all, at the end of this show, lit a candle, all of us, lit a candle after this show, and send your hearts and prayers to the Dakota Pipeline, that there could be some kind of resolution. All of us, at 10 o'clock Eastern Time, lit a candle. Do you realize how powerful that prayer would be? The council, your council, the crew, whoever your spirit guides are, whatever you call them, you have mine and my council, Michael, yours, my husband and his council, and all the 100 to maybe 200 people that possibly could be listening tonight. Yes, you can move mountains. So I would say the best thing, instead of getting on and just ranting and spitting out the gossip, do something positive. Hold back those insults. Hold back the hate and do something positive. It would make your day a lot better. I'm sure if you're happier, then the family is happy. I know Michael B. said when mom is happy, the family is happy. Well, when anyone's miserable in the house, the whole house is affected. So try to abstain from that and light a candle. Send me an email. Send Michael a text. Say, yes, at 10 o'clock, I lit a candle. Let's see how many people we can get. Send it to my Facebook. Send it to Michael. It's a journey into the light. You could go Lisa Zayas on my Facebook and just send me something. Tell me that you lit it. And let's see. If California mountains, if the Sierra mountains are still getting snow, and I've been praying since November, and we have had record falling, what can we do? What else can we do? And that's just my husband and I and a couple of friends praying for the snow. What if everybody who can hear my voice tonight lit a candle? Don't get on the social media and rant and rave and use foul language, because that's not going to get us anywhere, okay? You might be upset. Put it to something positive. Put all your prayers, all your emotion, all your intense feelings into that candle. Light it. If you don't have a candle, light incense, or don't do anything. Just sit down and just get into that space. And picture the Dakota Pipeline. Picture that there's some kind of resolution. Ask your guides with no expectation and no judgment for a resolution. Don't fine cut it. Don't give them what you want. Don't tell the universe what you want to happen, okay? Because then you're asking them to tie their hands, and they know much better than we do. Tell them we want the best resolution for everyone, okay? By hand-tying them, you do nothing but just cut the prayer in half. You want to send it out with the most positive force that you can do, all right? So, again, let Michael know, let me know. Let's see how many people we can get out there. Get off the social media. 10 o'clock, light a candle. I will light one with you. My husband will. So that's already, we got two. All right? And let's see if we can get this going in a more positive way. If we can move mountains, because I think we can. Come on, we made it snow in California. We can do a lot better than that. We have the power. You know, people, on the last show, Michael, we talked about what, like, miracles and magic. Miracles are what we see that we go, oh, wow, that's so wonderful. You know, God had his hand in that. The difference between miracles and magic is you co-create. Magic means you handshake with the Creator. It means that you and him have a deal, and you know that you can make mountains move. That's the difference between miracles and magic. And I believe that everyone listening tonight is capable of magic. You've done it before. All of you who are listening are on a spiritual journey. I am sure at one time or another you knew who was knocking at your door, who was on the phone before it rang. You're all capable of magic. You all have the ability. Now use that ability. Use that ability to move mountains. Use that ability to get the best possible outcome for this North Dakota pipeline. We can do it. We're not going to do it by going on social media and, you know, talking about the government and this person and that person. That's just not going to do it. You are feeding into a frenzy. you're feeding into a negativity that's just going to, it's just like this large black hole, an abyss, and you don't want to go there. You don't want to. You want to be above it. You want to be more powerful than that. You want to make... That's what I say for tonight, Michael, and I hope anyone who's listening, we can all do this together.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. We do need to pray, and we mentioned that last time, and light a candle. Like, that's beautiful also. And the more people that do it at a certain time, there's so much more power in that prayer. And that's said through many religions. And at the same time, we want to be vigilant and you know, aware. And I guess the reason that I, you know, post a lot on news articles, not gossip, but news articles, is because I find from a lot of people I talk to, they're totally unaware of what's going on. They don't have a clue that like this happened, that happened, that happened, and I've had many people thank me for the articles that I've posted to keep them aware but not fearful, but aware, is really important. And I know at Standing Rock, I've been really, involved in that and connecting. Today I connected with right up there at Standing Rock, and they were showing live, video of the police coming in and destroying one of the forts that they built, and just went in and came in with armor and you know, men, and just did what they wanted to do. And they said, as far as the actual permit to start drilling underneath this lake, there was a lot of rumors out there, if it what had been permitted yet or not. And so something there is, you know, getting close to happening. And then just as I told you and the chief that I opened up my airways to you guys, and I'm having this. And so the people at Standing Rock told me to contact this guy named Jim Graywolf. I guess he is really active in all this. So I'm having him on both my shows coming up to speak about, because he's in Florida now, where they're going, doing a lot of other things bad that are that they're trying to stop, and protesting and going through you know, Indian burial sites and all that, horrible things like that. And so anyway, so I have to thank you, Lisa, because you got me started in this. So
I so funny because it's your post, and I'm like, wow, I don't have that one, you know. And it's funny because you really took the baton and you ran with it, and you have a great platform, so I'm so grateful. But yeah, when I first told you about it, you were like, what is that? And now you become, you know, like an expert, and I'm so proud of you. I really am. And that's what we need. We need people to give us information and, you know, to inform us, because yeah, I didn't have video you sent me today, I didn't have that, and I was like, oh my gosh, I was so grateful, and yet, like, I'm like, are you kidding me? But I needed to see that, so I appreciated it. I really did. But,
yeah, thanks. Yeah, and it's just, and so they're both great points. You know, we do need to pray, and there's so much power in prayer, and then we also need to be supportive. And I think, you know, up there at Standing Rock is really going to be a test of, because I really don't see it Trump against people. I really see it big business against the people. That's how I see it. Because the thing in Florida and Standing Rock, that was going on before, you know, Trump came as president, even though Obama at the end stopped it. But it got pretty bad. I mean, they were really doing nasty things to people up there. So that's how I see it. I see the big business against the people. So, and we got to find a compromise. It's just, it's not right. As Bernie Sanders says, that, you know, like, I don't know the exact figures, but just a very few people have about 3/4 of the wealth of the world. And but anyway, so that's my update on Standing Rock. So,
aw, Michael, you're a sweetheart. You're a sweetheart.
Yeah, you are too. So anyway, we work good together. So, well, let's see who's on the phone lines here. How's that sound, Lisa?
Sounds perfect. Thanks.
Okay, so let's go first. We invite everybody to call on in. 347-884-8245 is the number to call. And we're going to go first to Florida, and let's bring Cindy into the show.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Good, Cindy. How are you?
I'm good. Lisa, I want to just tell you that the week before last, I called in, and I was getting ready the next morning to go to a court hearing, and I asked you how that would turn out. And when the response you gave me kind of dumbfounded me because it didn't make any sense to me. And I said, well, I'm trying to figure out how it applies because it should be a pretty simple cut-and-dry hearing. And you said, you're going to come out of there just saying everything, you know, wow, how did that happen? What in the world are they thinking? You know, what are they doing? How could they have done that? And I thought, how could it go that bad? It should be just a simple, you know, status hearing. And I'm on it, but you said it would end up coming out in my favor. And that is exactly what happened. I got in there, and my attorney refused to speak to me before the hearing. The state attorney had advised me to make sure that I spoke with her ahead of time, you know, and got her to request from the judge that he hold my ex in contempt. It was an injunction hearing because he violated the injunction. And the state attorney was all on my side. He couldn't believe what happened. Everybody in the courtroom was like, wow, oh my God, I can't believe that. Everybody sitting in there was like, oh, no way. My attorney refused to speak to me before the hearing. When she started moving ahead trying to make a deal she had made with my ex's attorney, they've been kind of doing their own little thing, and I feel like they've both been looking out for his interest and trying to cover his butt because he's mentally unstable, and so he doesn't get in trouble for violating the injunction and just leaving me hung out to dry kind of and stalling. Anyway, she wouldn't speak to me. She went up and tried to move forward, and I said, what are you doing? You're not speaking in my interest. I asked to speak to you before this hearing, and then I looked to the judge, and I said, Your Honor, I need to communicate with my attorney and be able to speak to her before she moves forward with any arrangements she's made because she has not communicated with me about what she's doing, and she's not speaking in my interest. He said, and she started yelling. My attorney started yelling, well, I don't have to be here. I can just leave. And the judge said, you can fire your attorney, ma'am. And I turned around and I looked at her. I said, well, you're not representing my best interest, so I'm terminating your services. Your Honor, I'd like to represent myself. So then I had to terminate her in the other case that was connected. So then I have two cases that I have no attorney, and then they've been railroading me. My ex's attorney went in and got a court order to allow him to come in the house with me on Friday when there's an injunction, and the judge in the injunction case said no, he was not going to allow him in his court order in the house and to come out and even retrieve the rest of his belongings, which we've been trying to get him to do. But he keeps putting it off. So now they got a court order, and I said I didn't want him in the house because he moved out 8 months ago and there's nothing of his in the house. It's all packed up and out in the storage shed.
Mm-hmm.
So he could just drive up to the storage shed, load it up and leave and not violate the injunction with the deputy present, of course, and not bother me and cause any problems. He was insistent on coming in the house, which
wow.
He bugged the house before he moved out. So my question for today, you were so phenomenally right. Friday he now has a court order saying he's allowed to come in here with anybody he brings with him in the house with a deputy walking him through my entire house, videotaping all of my belongings, going through my bedroom, my closets, all my things, just to make sure he doesn't have anything of his left in the house.
Yeah, it's going to be fine. You got the fertility card. It's all going to be fine now. This is the last of it. Don't even worry about it. Don't give it any more thought, okay? You know, a lot of times when I do readings, you know, I used to, like, angst over it. I'd be like, oh, my gosh, like, this person would call. I'd be like, I gotta get myself prepared. And, you know, that was like 25 years ago. Now, I don't even think about it. I don't I don't think about any of the readings I do to the minute, to the 2 minutes I have to do them. I just clear my mind. I don't angst. I don't worry. I don't think about it. I've learned not to even prepare in the future, okay? So what I'm telling you tonight, your best, you know, for your own well-being, don't even give it a second thought, okay? This is you've made a turn. You've turned the corner. You got the fertility card. Everything will be better. I am telling you, don't give it a second thought. Like we were talking before you came on, let that news go right through you. Don't let it sit there. Don't let it seed inside you. Just like, oh, okay, fine. I don't care. Fine. Do what you want. You get your stuff. Goodbye. Okay?
Going to show up this time on Friday?
I think he will. And again, it's fine. It's fine. Everything is fine. From this point on, whether he does or he doesn't, it doesn't matter. From this point on, you're fine. Everything changes now for you. So don't worry about it.
Okay.
You definitely, that one day at court was the pinnacle of, like, here it goes, you know, and everything, you know, remember out there, everyone who's listening out there, people who are in the dark, people who want to be of a lower energy, it all comes around. It does. It all comes around. You just have to sit there and hold your light really high, Cindy. Hold your light really, really high. In the darkness of the corners, remember the light always shines. So set your light up. Don't worry about it. Put your chest out. Hold your head up high. And know that tomorrow is a new day.
Okay.
I thank you so much for calling. That made my whole day night. I'm so glad you called. And I'm so honored that I was able to help you with that. And I'm glad that you turned that corner and you're on your way to a new life.
Yeah, thank you
very
so much. Yeah, that judge just reset. The final hearing is February 9th. And that should end it. And I'm...
Oh, it's going to be fine.
It's for me to ask for a permanent injunction, and his attorney's trying to have it dropped where he has no injunction to stay away from me.
Well, 2992 is 11. 11 is a very holy number. It's a very sacred number, so it's a good number.
Oh, good.
It's 11. So you know what? Again, don't give it any other thought. All right?
Awesome.
And call us. Keep us in, you know, keep me posted. Call Michael, call me, and let us know.
Thank you, Lisa. I never could have predicted what happened. You were amazingly right on target.
Thank you. Aww. Have
Thank
a blessed
you.
Night.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks, Cindy. Of course Lisa is accurate. I mean, Lisa is the one who came to my show. I had to tell all the old listeners. First time the show is on, and all of a sudden I hear Lisa just... feverishly writing, like, oh my God, this is like the movies. I thought, man, she's just really getting this information. And first time I heard Lisa, it's like, oh my God, you got to come on and for like a full big show. And like, oh man. So
I do thank the council. They've never let me down. Even when I don't like the message, they've always been accurate. There's sometimes I go, really? And they're like, you wanted the answer. And I'm like, yeah, you know. So, but they've always been honest, and they're always, even when the message is not so good, they're always uplifting and saying, you know, but you could do this. And I'm like, all right, I'll guide it. So,
yeah, especially when you're on the radio, you know, and you have to say a message, and you might not want to say it, but you have to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, you know what? I think a lot of times when we do readings, when a lot of us are doing readings, so I don't know how everyone else operates, but in my case, if the council tells me, I'm obliged to tell you. I can't hold that information. It would be wrong. You know, even if it's good, bad, ugly, if they felt that I needed to hear it, then I have to pass it on to you. So I've never withheld information because, you know, that would be going against the big guy, and I'm not about to do that. So,
yeah, like a quick funny story, true story. In my early years of doing this show, I had a lady come on. Her name is Media Michelle, and she's really a great person and really a great medium. Anyway, she got a caller that I'll never forget, and she says to the caller, she said, I'm connecting with your sister, and your sister is asking me to say this. It's going to sound weird, but my sister is saying, are you wearing her panties? And the girl on the phone said, yes. and she was crying because she knew she was definitely connected to her sister, and she did that by wearing her you know, sister's panties who had deceased, because she thought that might, you know, bring her in. And I'll never forget that. And it's like, and when she said that on the air before the sister on the phone answered back, I thought, oh, man, Michelle, why did you say that? Even if you got that, why? Because it's going to be, there ain't no way she's going to agree to that. Then she said she was wearing, I'm like, oh, my God.
So, I remember when the girl talked to me, like we were at a wedding. And this is like, oh, my gosh, like, you know, I always heard them, but I never did anything on the outside. You know, like, I was kind of quiet about it, you know. And we had a wedding, very Roman, you know, Catholic Italian wedding. And just so happened that was my brother-in-law was sick. And he came in, and he was holding his stomach, and he was, like, you know, kind of, you know, buckled over. And I hear the counselor go help him. I'm like, no, I am not. So I'm there eating and we're having the appetizer. And the counselor's like, get up. I'm like, nope, not happening today. So I'm arguing. And they're like, yes, you will. I'm like, no, I'm not. They're like, you're going to. I'm like, no, it's not happening. So at the time, my ex is like, what's the matter with you? I'm like, I can't even tell you right now. He's like, uh-oh. And so eventually, they wouldn't stop incessantly. It was like the ghost thing, like Whoopi Goldberg when he's singing that song, I Am the Pirate, whatever thing. And I was like, all right, fine, I'll do it. I said, but if I get made fun of, I'm not speaking to you for the rest of the night. And so I got up, and he needed some Reiki. And I'll be honest with you, I took him upstairs. Of course, his wife thought I was crazy. She followed us up there. I did some Reiki on his tummy. And within 10 minutes, he was fine. He got up. Whatever happened, I think he had to go to the bathroom. Right after that, his stomach constricted. He went to the bathroom, and he thanked me. But it was the scariest. I have to tell you, the scariest moment of my life, because I was actually had to admit that someone told me that I had a counsel. And I wasn't like I was a little bit nervous about it. Like I didn't want to share them with the world. Like they were my, you know, they were my advisors. I wasn't ready to like go out into public and say, yeah, well, I know you're sick. They told me. I was like, oh boy, but yeah. In the wedding, I'm arguing with them. No, I'm not. Yes, you will. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
First time.
Anyway. Yeah, that's crazy. That's funny. Let's go to area code 512, Austin, Texas area. Welcome. Can we get your first name?
Yes, my name is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Have we talked to you before?
No, I'm the one that just texted you and called you a while ago checking on the number.
Okay, that I do. What is your question tonight?
I'm just wondering if you can kind of give me an idea of what's going on with my relationship.
Okay. Right now you're at a standstill. Your romantic life is telling me it's a standstill right now. Like it's plateauing. How do you feel about that? There's just no movement right now.
Well, I mean, you know, we've known each other for 25 years and we've totally in love and wanted, you know, he's led a totally different life than I have. You know, he's never been married, never had kids, anything like that. And he's got, like, a lot of anxiety. And so, you know, it's taken a while, really, to kind of get him to that point where he, you know, realizes he really does, you know, want to spend the rest of his life with me and have a family and this and that. But, you know, we live an hour apart, and it seems like whenever we're apart, you know, things kind of become, I don't know, I can't think of the right word. It's not really estranged. It's things become.
Oh, like a standstill.
Yeah. And so, you know, every now and then something will happen, you know, where, because I guess what it is, it's like when he's at home, I feel like he tends to look back on, you know, what it is, like his whole life has been single, you know, and so I feel like he might get a little anxious about, you know, the whole commitment thing. And right. In order for us to be committed, he would have to move to where I am. I mean, he would have to. And
the reason I
so
asked you that,
Oh, no, I was just going to say, so every now and then, you know, something will happen and it'll make me feel like he's choosing, you know, the people there and things there over me and what I have going on, you know. And so it kind of starts to make me feel like I'm I feel like he treats me as if I'm less important, you know, like I'm not a priority over anyone or anything. And it's like, well, hold on, you know, you want to spend the rest of your life with me, like, you know.
The only reason I ask is because I don't like to ask questions when I do readings. I like to listen to counsel, but the counsel said that you already know the answer. Like, you pretty much, like, saying it out loud sometimes makes it more a reality. So as you say your words and you hear your words, they say that you will know where you are to go with, you know, where you are in this relationship. There is like a cold winter freeze on all activity, which means everything's at a standstill. You've been together for a long time. The only thing I can say to you, and this is something that I've, you know, actually told my kids, if you, in all honesty, okay, when you think of your partner, if you, in all honesty, can't even think of a night or a day that you don't kiss his lips or hold his hand, then it's worth fighting for. If you, in all honesty, can say goodbye to him and see him with somebody else and be okay with it because you are no longer happy, then you know the answer to that one too. So these are questions that you're going to really have to answer for yourself, because your next card is the Warrior card, and it's actually reversed, and it says, this card examines your motives. Is it self-conquest with which you are concerned, or are you trying to dominate another? Are you lusting after the outcomes, or you're focused on the task for its own sake? Whenever you consult the spiritual the cards, you're always consulting the spiritual warrior within yourself. So right now there is a cold, you know, frost on your relationship, and basically only you can decide how you want to go. So by saying these things out loud and verbalizing it and thinking to yourself, am I okay never to hold his hand, never to kiss his lips? And if your heart says, no, I can't do that, then you would definitely have to see if you can get more romance into your relationship and see how you can turn the fire back on so that things will come to where you want them to be. Does that make sense to you? Those questions are not easy questions. They sound like silly questions, but they're not. They're really not. They would totally, you know, if you're upset and you're frustrated and you're thinking about moving on, those are the questions you ask your heart and not your mind. People think with their head, and that's where we make a lot of mistakes. We have to think with our heart. Is this person someone that you, with all the things that are going on, that you want him in your life for the rest of your life? And how do you feel with that decision? You know?
Yeah, I can't imagine him out of my life. So
okay.
I guess I'm feeling like, you know, I'm wondering if his anxiety is getting to him so much that maybe he's questioning it. My heart of hearts says that he's not. He's just struggling with his own personal things that he's got going on. But
I mean, keep the status quo.
I'm sorry?
Keep the status quo. You've been together, what, 25 years?
No, we've only been together about a year. We've just known each other for 25 years. And when we came together, it was just like this instantaneous thing that happened between the both of us. And neither one of us wanted it or expected it or anything. It's just, I mean, we've just become so close, and we know each other so well, and we get along so great. I mean, everything's great except for, you know, when I come back home or when he goes back home, you know.
Right.
It seems like something happened.
Okay. Well, I would only say that right now for him, I think that to keep his status quo, like he's not ready for anything more than what you have right now, and to see where that goes now. You know, to enjoy what you have and see where it goes and to see if you're okay with how that's progressing. But right now, I would keep it status quo because that seems to be working for him. You don't want to upset what is a good thing and push it too hard.
Okay. We got to leave it there because we got so many other callers there. We do hope that helps.
Thank you.
All right.
All righty. Thank you. Lisa, do you want to let the folks know how people can get in touch with you?
Sure. You can reach me on Lisa, and remember these two things, Lisa, Hypnotherapy, and Reiki.com. That's my website. You could drop me a note. I have a contact form there. Also, you can look at the CDs for sleep meditation and winter blues depression. And there's also some beautiful moon dance shawls that I make myself. Or if that's too long, you could definitely friend me on Lisa Zayas, Z-A-Y-A-S. You can find that on Michael's page and hit me up over there and drop me a note and we can get in touch. Also, my phone number, text me at 570-269-5649 and I'll be happy to talk to you then.
Okay, great. Let's go. Our next call, 813. Welcome to the show. Can we get your call?
Hi.
Your name and where you're calling from?
Yes, my name is Nicole and I'm calling from Indiana.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I'm okay. How are y'all?
I am fine. What can we do for you tonight?
All right. I was just wondering, I'm currently married, but we're separated. I was wondering, what do you see for me and my husband? What is our future?
Okay. You got the two interesting cards. You get the spider card, which is it's actually the spider web, which is an interesting card. Let me just look at it really quick. It's an interesting card because some people don't like the card. I personally like it. It has been said that at the point of greatest darkness do we become and aware of the light that's within us.
Mm-hmm.
So you could work on things that you're together and see if this spider web is going to keep you and how you want to work at that. A lot of people use the spider web. You can work from the inside out or the outside in, meaning work on certain things together, small things that you need to work on, and then work out to the bigger things. And as you do that, remember that suffering in its original sense merely meant undergoing. So I would say that for you, this is an awakening of you two. I think you both really love each other. I feel like you have a lot to, still go through, but I think there's a lot of misunderstandings and little things that are tripping you up. But ideally, I think you two are really meant to be together.
Okay.
And just
thank
you. Someone separated, it's a little different. Your next card would be breakthrough, which means once you decide how you want to go through that, everything changes.
Okay.
You know? But I would see you guys, I would like to see you guys work it out because I don't think you're through with your contract. I think you still have a little bit more to do.
Yeah, because we've been married almost 3 years in July. It'll be 3 years.
Yeah, you know, there's some mishaps, some, misunderstandings and stuff like that. You know what you do? If you want to start this over, go back and start a new truce. And use it like, pretend that you both have water in front of you. You don't muddy his waters. He doesn't muddy your waters. And start clean. Mm-hmm. And that means people don't realize, even talking, how you talk to each other, nice talking, people go and start, name calling. It's like, whoa, that's muddying the waters. But you two, again, I think have more in store for each other. So I would like to see it to work out. I think it would be great for you two.
All right. Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem, Nicole. Lots of luck with that.
All right. Thank you. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's go next to 972, Texas. Can we get your first name?
Annette.
Annette?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Like the Mouseketeer.
Yeah. How are you, Annette? I'm just writing your name. How could we help you tonight?
Well, there's a ton of things where I don't know where to start, but let me start, I suppose, with a friend of mine. She has been having difficulties with her relationship, and she's trying to get out of the relationship. And I tried helping her by looking at resources and, you know, looking things up and seeing what we could do to help her, and it backfired in a massive, horrible way. And she is very upset with me right now because, you know, I gave her misleading information. But I'm confused because I went to every reliable source. I went to the police department. I went to the Salvation Army. I went to the abuse hotline. I went everywhere. And I feel like I failed my friend because she couldn't escape, and she had to go back to that horrible place.
First of all, Annette, not many people do that for their friends. So first of all, I want to commend you, and I want you to right now, tonight, I want you to forgive yourself. I don't want you to have any guilt or shame or anything that you did. The mere fact that you put your toe in the water and tried to help her is something that should be commended, okay?
Thank you.
A lot of times, I've been in your place, so let me tell you, girl, I know how it is to put your toe in the water, help that person, and then they run back right into the house of fire. It's like you did everything. You know, you took her to where she had to do. You probably got try to get a restraining order. You did everything you could. You might have even got, let's say, like chased off the road and almost, attacked. Oh, that could be by my story. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
yeah.
And then had police called on me because I was trying to help that person. I can understand you. And then that person, you get them out of the fire, you take the flames off, and all of a sudden they bolt right back into the flames. You cannot be held accountable for that. The fact is that you should be commended for at least trying to get her out of the fire. If she is able to, she will realize that once she gets out, her card is breakthrough, and she will make a 180-degree turn, and she will realize that she does, that you were the best thing that happened to her. Yes, she's going to be mad, but she's not mad at you. She's mad at herself for not having the strength to continue. You know, you opened the door, you got her out. She didn't have to run back, okay?
Okay.
There's a lot of other things that could have been done, so don't you dare beat yourself up for that, okay? You should be commended.
Okay.
You did your best. You did your best. And the next one is protection. The only thing is now for you, your card is protection, which means that, you know, you step your toe in the water, and you're the type of person that does help people. And a lot of times, you know, think about the antlers on of a deer. You let them get so close to stab you, you know. You got to make your antlers a little bit bigger now. You know, you got to be like, okay, I'll help you, but you can't get too close because you really did the best job you could do. There's nothing else you can do. You tried your best. The time, the circumstances were just not, you know, they just didn't add up. It doesn't mean that you didn't do your best. Okay?
Okay.
So don't you dare absolutely beat yourself up over this.
Okay?
She'll need you again because let me tell you, most people who try to get out of a bad relationship, they get out once, they usually go back. Most of them always go back, and then they realize, wow, this is really bad. And then they get out. By the time they get out the second time, they're out for good. But it's always a one step, and sometimes it just never fails at one chance. They get scared. They run back. But if the second time around, they're usually stronger, and they realize that they have the power to do so. Except for her when she has that second round, okay?
Yeah, because she actually did try a couple weeks ago to leave, and she walked into town, and she actually went to her family pastor at her church for help, and according to her, he just turned a blind eye and brought her right back into the house. And so, you know, she felt this time she was ready. She, you know, she was like, okay, this is it. This is the chance. This is what we're going to do. You know, we planned it all out, and then this was, I think, the fourth attempt, actually. So we... I just feel like, you know, I do feel bad, but I'm really glad that, you know, I don't know.
You know what you could do, Annette? When you look back on your night, I mean, you could say to yourself, I did try to help her. It's not like you'll ever have to say, oh, I didn't even help her, like I wasn't a friend. You, in your mind, know that you were a friend. It might not have turned out the way you wanted, but you know in your heart, you were the best friend you could be on that particular day. You were the best friend possible. And that's it.
Thank you.
No, maybe it takes a fifth time for her to do it, but these things are very, very sticky. I've been there. They're very sticky. I've been run off a road. I've had the door open and the husband jump in the car and almost beat me. I've been there. So let me tell you, it's sticky. But you know what? I did my best because I felt she needed me, and I put my toe in the water, and I knew what I was getting into. And she went back, and then she finally left for good. So don't worry. You know, don't worry. It'll be fine. But congratulate yourself, and don't you dare put yourself down for not succeeding.
Thank you. Can I ask if does she? I know she will, but will she be able to step forward and do this?
Eventually. It might take another 3 months. It's going to take a couple of months when she gets her strength again. She will. She definitely will. She needs a little bit of time. And you'll be there for her, and she'll realize it wasn't you. She'll come back. You'll be friends. You always are going to be friends.
Oh, good. Because I love her like a sister.
I know. She knows that. She's more mad at herself, not you. She's not mad. She's really... It's not you. She's taking it out on you, but it's herself. She's disappointed in herself. She feels she failed you. She's failed everybody. She's failed herself. Just hold her in your heart. Send her some light, and you know, just hold her close to your heart.
Thank you.
Put a picture on your refrigerator or you know, in your bathroom. Keep it someplace close to you, and just keep sending her light and love. Okay.
I will. Thank you so much.
That's not. Not a problem. All right?
Thank you.
All right.
All right. Thanks for your call. All righty. Many blessings to you. All righty, Lisa. That's going to do it for another Wednesday night.
Oh, it goes so fast, Michael. I wish we could help more people. Gosh. All right, to everyone, thank you so much. Again, if you want to reach me, 570-269-5649. We're offering that special, Michael. We forgot, $10 off if you mention Journey into the Light. And that's instead of $50, it's $40 for 40 minutes. And just leave me a date and time that's good for you on the contact form, and I'll get right back to you. I usually can make appointments within the next day or so. I'm pretty flexible like that, especially if it's an emergency and you need a reading. I always make time for that. So just give me a call or find me on Facebook on Lisa Zayas. Until next week, Michael, don't forget, everyone try to light a candle at 10 o'clock. And for Annette, I will keep your friend in my prayers, too, when we light our candle tonight.
All righty. Sounds great. All right. Take care, Lisa. Have a great week.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, everybody, that's going to do it for me tonight here on Journey into the Light. I want to thank Bonnie, my producer, and I'll be live tomorrow. We're going to start early at 12:30 Central Time in the afternoon, and we have several guests on in the afternoon, and then we'll be back on in the evening starting at 7 Eastern Time tomorrow night. All right, everybody, take care. Much love to all of you. Many blessings. Light that candle tonight. Say prayers and good night.